Oh, if you've got some food that's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say the food has been what?
Left over.
Okay. Okay, and for food that has been left over, you'd call it... You say, we don't have much to eat, all we have is...
Leftovers.
Okay. If it's... Okay, talking about it being cooked a second time, would you say anything in reference to it being heated or warmed or anything like that again?
Heated.
What? So did you use it in a sentence for me?
It's been heated again.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. Okay, things like carrots and peas and beets and beans and junk like that you'd call...
Vegetables.
Okay. And a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables, you'd call a...
Garden.
Okay. And what do you call a particularly southern kind of food? They usually serve it for breakfast with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground up corn, ground up real fine and boiled, and it's usually kind of white looking, and they put salt and pepper and butter on it, or maybe gravy sometimes.
Repeat that, please.
Okay. We don't have it too much down here, but sometimes we do. And if you go to the deep south, you'll get it for breakfast every time, you know. But it's corn, but it's all ground up in real fine little things, a bit like that.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get it kind of dished out onto your plate. It's kind of spreads out like mashed potatoes or something. It's white looking.
No, I've never seen it, never eaten it before.
Okay. Would you ever call, have you ever heard it called anything like samp or hominy or grits or hominy grits? Anything like
no.
that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a dish that's made of the whole grains of corn, and they're usually pretty big, about like that, and they leach the cover off the corn so it's kind of soft. Sometimes it's white and sometimes it's yellow. You ever heard of anything like that?
No, I sure haven't.
Oh, I haven't. I hate it.
Uh-huh.
Consider yourself lucky. What do you call that food that's the staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese?
Chinese food.
Okay, but you think of Chinese and you think of them eating what with chopsticks?
Food.
Yeah, that white stuff that they eat.
Oh, rice.
Okay. What are some names for illegal alcoholic beverages? They're usually made at home out back in a still.
Illegal beverages?
Yeah, alcoholic. Like they used to, during Prohibition, you know, if you wanted any liquor, you had to make it yourself because it's illegal. And you know, so the people up in the mountains became famous for making this stuff. Have you ever heard it called anything in particular?
Bootleggers.
Okay, okay. Have you ever heard it called anything like moonshine or homebrew or white lightning or bust head or pop skull or anything like that?
Moonshine.
Okay. If something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say to someone, just what that?
Smells good.
Okay, okay. Would you say, just smell that, or would you say, just smell of that?
Smell it.
Okay. Okay, you crush sugar cane and you boil the juice and you make what out of it?
Sugar.
Okay. You can make sugar, but if you boil the juice, you're gonna get a sticky sort of stuff that you might pour on pancakes.
Syrup.
Okay. Okay. Do you know of anything else that you might pour on pancakes? It's like syrup. But
honey.
Okay. Okay, and it's made from the same stuff, but it's thicker. I think
it's made thicker.